B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
Need to win.
There's
a
new lease on life, yes. At least for 1 year.
Yep, no doubt.
He's going to come in and he's going to be, you know, if you tell me next year, the second year of Deshaun, yeah, you might be right. You can't tell. You say he's washed up now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios only from Comcast. Steven Delaware is on The Fanatic. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing today?
Hey, Steve.
All right, so with that last tweet, just move your hand over to the right and hit the delete button.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about. I can understand bringing back some past prime players. Yeah, there is a drop-off, but, I mean, you haven't really seen a significant drop-off in Deshaun's performance to lead you to think that way. Based off what they've had since he's been gone, it's not like they've really been like, it's just been a juggernaut.
Yeah, I mean, to Anthony's point, though, I mean, if you want to cite availability, yeah, he missed 4 games last year. He missed 25% of their games. But the year before, he played 14. The year before, they played 15. So it's not like this is a guy that is chronically injured.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like he's always going to be the offensive focal point. I mean, you have so many other weapons that at your disposal now. Yeah.
You're not counting on Deshaun like you did the first time Deshaun was here.
Yeah, you're not counting, I mean, because, I mean, it was different then. But, I mean, just looking at the Eagles' offense, I mean, with picking up Darren Sproles, I'm fine with it. I was like, it's okay, so he'll be somewhat of a contributor. I don't expect too much out of him. I think the only thing about the offense is the main thing that I want to improve is just Carson Wentz as far as preserving his body.
Yeah.
You don't have to hit the home run every time. Just move the chain. It doesn't have to be a highlight reel pass all the time. And you don't have to force it because you have the pieces there.
Yeah.
So it's just like protect and preserve your body. If it's not there, throw it away. When it's there, hit the home run. But just protect yourself, because the thing is that this is going to be a marathon. It's just not, I don't care about the highlight reels so much as far as moving the chains and scoring touchdowns. And it ain't always got to look pretty all the time.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. That's a part of maturity. Where, I mean, you've seen Brady, right? You know, yeah. If the play's not there, I mean, you know, he just throws somebody's feet and they're going on to the next one.
Now, as far as for the defensive wise, I am a little concerned because outside of Brandon Graham and Burnett, the drop off is, I never really cared for Curry and Sweat and Hall and the rest of these guys. I don't really see them as really a threat so much. So I'm kind of concerned about the defensive line depth. Don't really know about the linebacking core. So, I mean, that...
So edge rushing is really your concern, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I was.
That's legit concern.
Listen, I agree with you. Because, look, you know, you don't know what Barnett is going to be. You don't know. I mean, I'm hoping he comes back and we've seen glimpses and... But, you know, if he's going to be that stud, we got to see it now for a full year.
Yeah, this is year three.
Right. You know, this is like, we don't know. You feel better about Barnett than you do Sidney Jones, but I don't know what he's going to be.
Yeah, and I don't know what Brandon Graham's going to be either. I don't know if this drop off that he's had is going to get even more pronounced now.
The good thing is, I think you got good depth.
Do you at the edge rushing position?
Well, I think that whole D line.
Well, in the middle, because you bring Jernigan back on that great deal.
And let's
not forget about Fletcher
Cox. Play inside,
Cox.
Outside. Well, yeah, he's the number
Pro
one.
Pro Bowler 6 out of 8 years, and he's going to be headed for the Hall of Fame if he keeps sustaining his level.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, like, he goes outside.
Yeah. Let's go to Rick in Turnersville. Joins us on The Fanatic. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Rick.
Everybody have a nice weekend?
Yeah. How about you, buddy?
I tried to stay cool. It was good. I'm down here at the Crest.
Nice.
Yeah, my in-laws had the Pan American, so I'm...
They own that hotel?
Yeah, I manage a little bit of it.
Get out! I used to love that Pan American. Dude. Like, that goes back for ages.
I used to buy my... playing Little League, I used to buy my home runs out there.
Oh, that's cool, man.
So what's going on, guys? Listen, I'm so pumped about the Eagles, but here's the thing. I think it was Jamie and the other guy on Friday put out a question about the Eagles, about what specific person would help the Eagles the most for this year, correct? I think that's what it was. Anyway.
I don't know. We weren't here. Wait. Andrew was here. Hold on. What was
the
question?
He's the other guy.
Yeah, I'm the other guy. Hi.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
What was the question?
So anyway, it was about, I was about the offensive line. I said by far the offensive line.
Oh, yeah. Who was the second most important piece after Carson Wentz?
Oh, okay.
I say the whole offensive line.
The offensive line's always important because if you don't get it done up front, you're not getting anything done, period.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody's telling you how great it is. Brandon Brooks is out for, we don't even know when he's coming back, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a big loss right there. I mean,
yeah, but he's going to come back at some point, so he's not out for the whole season.
Are they pinpointing any bait or anything like that? Or?
Well, they were talking about sometime mid-season.
And here's the thing about Jason Peters. He's got a heart of a lion, but can we count on him all year? I mean.
Yeah, I think you're right. The only thing I disagree with is that I think they have a lot of depth there.
You're talking about Vitae? I mean.
Yeah.
Besides him, I mean, Kelsey got banged up a little. I mean, there's no question he's the best.
You got say Amalu, whatever you think of him.
The thing of it is, who do they got this guy that Peters is grooming? You think he's going to be
Jordan Mailata.
Well,
Dillard.
Andre Dillard was the number one pick.
Yeah, yeah.
You think he'll get some playing time or not?
It all depends on what he looks like, right? If he's ready.
Yeah, I don't know. You put a rookie in that spot with Wentz.
I mean, it all depends. What are you? They got a kid, Matt Pryor, who I like a lot, who they've been grooming. Okay. You know, that's my point in depth is that they do have guys that they've been grooming depth-wise that you got some people. I mean, you know, Wisniewski and Pryor and Vitae. You know, I think, you know, we'll see what the kid happens. We'll see what Mailata can be. I mean, I think you got people there.
Yeah. And look, Vitae, when he worked out with the ones in preparation, was decent. I mean, he was your left tackle for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And when he has that opportunity to work out with the ones and prepare with the ones, he hasn't been an issue at left tackle.
No,
he's coming off the bench. That's a different story.
Right.
But yeah, Matt Pryor's probably going to be the guy to place right guard for Brandon Brooks when they start the season.
They like him a lot.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Jimmy in the Lehigh Valley's on the Fanatic. What's up, Jimmy?
Cuz, Jason. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, so I gotta tell you guys, I got two things. One, my confidence is all-time high with this team. I think Ginger Jesus comes back as an MVP caliber quarterback. I think our offensive line holds up, and I think bringing Sproles back not only to play in certain spots, but also I think he's the best person that we could have brought back to groom Miles Sanders.
Totally
to be
agree.
The next one.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
I think
totally
that
agree.
Was a genius move by them to have. We don't need Miles Sanders to be spectacular this year, but he's going to be spectacular in 3 years, and that's when we're going to really need him.
Yeah, he's your future. He's the future.
Yeah, and Jordan Howard is just a great guy to have as our bell cow until that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I listen. Remember one thing about running backs: your teams aren't afraid to use rookie backs a lot early. So I don't think he's just going to be completely complimentary to Howard. I think he's going to get a lot of carries, a lot of touches.
Yeah, yeah, My second thing, I think it says a lot that Darren Sproles says he wants to retire an Eagle and that DeSean Jackson never wanted to leave and he's coming back. I think it says a lot that all these guys want to come back to Philadelphia and play with us and they want to end their careers here and be Philadelphia Eagles for their life.
I agree.
It's a great thing to say about our organization.
Yeah, especially when we have this inferiority complex with some of the other sports.
Yeah.
Where we feel like everybody wants to leave and go to L.A. or wherever it might be, right?
I agree. I'm with you. I'm with you guys.
Yeah, I think that and the only thing that really scares me on our defense, the D-backs kind of won me over last year a little bit towards the end of the season. I'm a little bit confident in them. I think I'm confident in our line. It's just our linebackers. And that honestly, that's the least spectacular defensive position or position at all in football right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. If you're going to be weak in an area, that's the area to be weak. Two players.
Andrew Hill, Zach Brown, Nigel Bradham.
Yeah. Well, there's two guys that are interesting to me, and they're two new guys, and you brought up Zach Brown, and the other guy's Malik Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, what are those guys going to be in this Jim Schwartz defense? A, playing alongside a guy like Fletcher Cox from Malik Jackson and playing alongside Bradham for Zach Brown. What are those guys going to be? They've had, both of them have been really good players at points, but a bit inconsistent.
Yeah, but he's not playing, Malik Jackson's not playing linebacker. He's
No. Up front. Zach Brown's playing. Yeah, I said beside Cox for Malik Jackson, I'm just looking at the power ranking, and the Eagles rank number one, and the capsule here says, Doug Peterson runs a creative shotgun system which descended from the Andy Reid tree while also having the personnel to wreck opponents with two tight ends. Alshon and Deshaun, he said he did a film study, Nelson Aguilar, earlier this summer for a class in the Scouting Academy and came away thinking this is the best fit as a tertiary option who does all the little things to help his team win. We forget about a guy like Aguilar. We're not in love with him, but he may, with the way this offense opens up, he may have a big year.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm not a big guy. You know I'm not a big Aguilar fan either, but I like his energy. I think he's a guy that he's good for your team. I root for him, you know, because I like him. I like him. And you're right. I mean, you know, this could be he's going to get single. He's going to get space, man. Whoa. He'll work on a lot of space.
And he's got good burst. And attached to this piece, there's a Daniel Jeremiah tweet that says, at Move the Sticks, which NFL team has the best combination of O-line and D-line talent? He lists his top five. At the top of that list are the Philadelphia Eagles. And if they say everything starts up front, that's a good place to be. 610-632-0975.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
11:21. Hey, by the way, you know, it's amazing the difference between the West Coast and East Coast. Every time I'm out there, it just always dawns on you. But one of the things is, like, the people are just bizarre, right?
How,
like,
so?
First of all, they all got scams going. But they're bad. They all got schemes.
So you feel like you're being schemed in an agenda?
You go to New York.
Well, like a bunch of grifters?
Yeah, like, they're like bad schemers, right? They're just, like, and, you know, you have to go a lot, you know, we're Ubering everywhere, right? To do all these, you know, the meetings and this and that. So, I was in an Uber, and this guy starts talking about how he's this big time sports better, like,
as a handicapper,
one of these goofball, right? Like, all this other
Wayne
stuff.
Wayne Allen Root, right? He's driving your Uber,
and he's only driving the Uber because he's trying to lose weight. Like,
how you lose weight driving an Uber? What's he got, like, the Fred Flintstone under the thing?
It keeps him from eating. He just drinks water all day while he drives. And so you go, so it's like, dude, like, am I really that stupid? Like,
do I have a sign that says idiot on it, on my forehead?
So, like, I wasn't engaged, but somebody else was engaging the conversation. Yeah. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, like, he's making, you know, he comes up with some scheme. Like, oh, listen, I'll give you my number and this and that.
You get a piece?
All this crazy stuff. And I'm listening to this guy, and all I kept thinking about, the one guy that was doing it was, you know, he was messing with him, right, the whole time.
Yeah.
But the driver, so the guy, all I can think is, like, dude, really? Like, are we that stupid? You drive in L.A., you drive an Uber in L.A. traffic, that's to lose weight. And we're supposed to believe that, but yeah, you live in a castle.
Yeah, you got millions. You're in Hollywood Hills.
You're up in the hills. I was about to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Seriously, you that dumb?
You for an idiot.
They all do. Like, they all had schemes. Oh, who's got this one project? And, oh, all we need is, hey, I'll cut you in. It's all right. I'm good. I got my little project. And I'll see what happens. I'm all right.
We'll stay on my side of the highway. We're good to go.
I'm on my little world. Like, you know, everybody's got a scheme.
Yeah. Well, it is that area. everybody goes with a dream.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
You know,
I was going to call on you to take care of something for me while you were out there. I was going to have to say, get in the car and take an Uber up to Berkeley because of what happened up at Berkeley. You hear about this?
No.
They had put an ordinance in place to get rid of the name of manholes. Like a manhole cover?
Oh.
They don't call them manholes anymore. It's too gender specific. They're now maintenance covers.
Really?
Yeah. People holes? This is the world we live in.
By the way, Berkeley's up in Northern California.
Yeah.
It would have been a long...
Bit of haul, but...
It would have been a long...
That's an expensive Uber.
Yeah.
You would have been the perfect guy for the job, though. Dozens of terms have been revised, and the pronouns they, them will replace he and she in the ordinance as well.
Really? So manhole is no good?
No good.
All right.
So... it says Berkeley City Council adopted the first reading of an ordinance responding to a proposal revising the municipal code to include gender-neutral pronouns. So you can't call it a manhole anymore.
So they're getting rid of both he and she, you said?
Yes. Yep. These are the things that City Council is doing.
So you can't call a boat a female name? You can't give it usually boats are female.
Yeah, like the lady... the Lady Gaga, or whatever you want to call your boat.
No, but it's a female. They call the boat she or her.
Oh, you know.
So what about a ladybug? Are we done with the ladybug?
Oh, that's genius.
Oh, you're right. That's a good one, Andrew.
The it bug.
Yes. Just called the red and black spotted bug. You can't call it a ladybug anymore. But we can't say manholes anymore. This tell you. The fact that they let the people that get offended by calling it a manhole and they empower them by changing it. It's just ridiculous. I don't know where we live anymore. We're on Neptune.
Yeah.
I don't know if Mars is, or Neptune is further than Mars.
Lot of big problems other than manhole covers.
Yeah. So. Let's take care of the things that matter. 610-632-0975. I'll tell you what. In my sign of protest, I'm going to call them manhole covers. I'm still going to use the term. He throws around compliments like manhole covers.
Okay.
All right. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my part to fight. Fight the system. Steven in King of Prussia is on the Fanatic. You were a right guy for the job, though, I'll tell you.
Probably not.
Steven, what's up?
Can't complain, you know. Another Monday.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Another Monday closer to football season, brother.
Exactly. I'm fired up. I'm fired up for sure. I wanted to start off saying, you know, I'm a huge believer in Derek Barnett this year. I think he's going to have a big breakout year. I don't know why he's getting so much doubt. I feel like a lot of people are worried about him.
Yeah,
and I understand we're asking a lot of him compared to what we have, obviously.
Well, hold on. Let's examine this for a second. Why do you feel that confident?
Just from watching him play, I feel like he gets after the quarterback real well. I think he stops the run well, and I just think he's an overall player. And he's
got ability, but again, to be the number one focal point is a big deal. I mean, I think it's right for people to go. It's a lot of expectations for a guy that needs to play a full season and show you he can do it over a full season.
Yeah,
he hasn't done that yet.
I see that. I agree. I just feel like a lot of people are doubting him more than they should.
He's a high pick. He was a first-round pick. He was taking 14th overall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and he was a guy that got after the quarterback at Tennessee extremely well. But he played 6 games last year, so I have no idea what he is.
Okay. And then what do you guys think about Fletcher Cox moving on the outside and playing a little D-end? They got Jernigan and...
Yeah,
Jackson in there.
It all depends on where the matchup is. I mean, you prefer Fletch inside. At certain times, you can move him up and down, but I would prefer to keep him inside. There's all the guys.
The pocket.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways that you can listen. You could run. You could have him next to Vinny Curry inside. Usually, you want to be thin. You want to be. That's the NASCAR package where you're slight and you're quick and you move your ends inside and you rush with four ends. So I don't know really what you gain by putting Fletch outside, because he collapses people. He's so big and he's so strong up top that he could collapses people inside against guards. You know,
I mean, against double teams, he does.
Right. So against, you lose quick, you know, you want a quick guy on the outside. It's kind of, so you kind of defeat the purpose of doing that.
Yeah, leaving him inside actually helps the guys on the outside. You collapse the pocket and you force the quarterback into the defensive ends who are rushing upfield. Let's go to Jordan in Westchester on the Fanatic. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Yo, Jordan.
Hey, Jace, I think we have a close mutual friend, man.
Who's that?
I think our artist is the same, and I'm pretty close with him as well as you are.
Ah, Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, official tattoo artist of the Midday Show.
Yeah. I was in, the last time you were in that Friday night, I was doing an all-day session with him that Saturday, and he told me you were in the night before.
Nice.
So I just missed you in there.
Yeah, it does great work.
Yeah, it does. Do you follow him on Instagram?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I was just in Saturday. He tattooed the sleeve, or he took a picture of the sleeve he just did on me, and it'll probably
I'll check
be
it out.
Post on it, so people look out for that. All right, so I want to talk, before I get to the Eagles point, I want to talk Phillies real quick. I think the management and us as fans were distracted by all of the preseason signings and getting Harper and everybody, and we just overlooked that the pitching staff, you know, wasn't great. And I know that some people still had it in their minds, but now that we know where this team is without the pitching, what are we expecting out of them for this year? Like, what's going to be a disappointment? And, you know, how far do we expect them to go?
Well, it's already a disappointment.
Right.
I mean, unless, you know, it will, if they don't make the playoffs, it will be a disappointment. I don't want to say that, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs for sure. I don't think they will, but, you know, mm-hmm. you got a shot. I think you got to make the playoffs. You know, I mean, I think it's what you make the playoffs, you got a shot. And then it's not, it's if you don't, then it's a disaster or a disappointment.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think, you know, with the offense that we have and they're capable of doing it, you know, we're just going to have to score 5-6 runs a game.
They still need, look, Smiley pitched well for him yesterday. You still need it. You still need another, you got to get another starter in there. I mean, that's just.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
you can't trot Eflin out there anymore, and you can't count on Arrieta, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the injuries in the bullpen did hurt them as well, and I get that, too. But
they go into it knowing that they got guys that are injured. I mean, like, you knew Robertson was injury-prone, right? Like, you went into it knowing those guys were injury-prone.
Well, the thing is, too.
That's why it's their fault to come into it. Like, they came in with way too many questions in their bullpen and the rotation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all knew they had questions in the rotation.
And then Nola struggles at points this season, too.
Well, I mean, you got Pavetta, like. You know, they sold Pavetta to everybody.
Yep. Now he's everybody. In a pen.
We had who was it, Andrew, that we had on? Steve Phillips. And Steve Phillips was saying he was down in spring training with the Phillies, and they kept selling Pavetta to him and Eflin and Eichhoff, too.
But, and Velasquez, too.
Yeah.
They thought Velasquez was going to take a leap this year.
Yeah.
He did. Right into the Delaware. I mean, the thing is they're now 9 days away from what, the deadline?
Yes. 31st?
Yes. What are they going to do? You would imagine that starts heating up a little bit right around now.
Yeah, here's the one bad thing is that they're not going to be able to get Bumgarner. I don't see. First of all, I don't know why the Giants would trade him. They're back in the wild card now.
Yeah, they're what, like 4 games out right now.
Yeah, they've been playing great ball.
But the weird thing is the Diamondbacks, who are a game and a half out, are now talking about selling all their pitchers.
Well, so, but Greinke doesn't want to come here.
So it's up to the Giants to decide: are we actually going to make the playoffs or not? And then we'll become sellers if not.
Yeah. They're 8-2 in their last 10.
They've been playing great baseball. I mean, they scored 19 runs the other day.
But even Arizona can just light it up. I mean, why would they trade their pitching?
I don't know. But there was the latest report.
Robbie Ray?
Last week with Greinke, they said that they would be willing to eat up $10 million a year over the next 2 seasons of his contract. Like, they're now willing to eat up money. Now, it could just be fake reports. You know, agents could be just sending stuff.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do coming up to this deadline. I don't know what they're aspiring to do. Like, I don't know how hard. Like, I heard what Andy McPhail said the last couple of weeks, and other, you know, the talking heads. And I'm going, is their goal to push really hard to make the playoffs and try and bolster that starting rotation? I don't know. I haven't heard anything from them that makes me believe that they are.
Well, that was the point. Is that Friday night he. You know, he said no.
Yeah.
ESPN latest baseball power rankings are out.
Yeah.
How about this, Andrew? You ready? Just like you thought, Dodgers 1, Yankees 2, Astros, Twins, Braves 5, A's, Indians, Cubs 8, Nats 9.
Yeah.
You ready? Red Sox 10, Rays 11, the Diamondbacks 12.
Wow.
The Cardinals 13. The Brewers 14.
That's three straight wild card competitors.
The Angels 15, and there they are. Your Phillies at 16.
Wow. They've been right around 16 the last couple of weeks now.
But they're doing that. Are you kidding me? You're doing that in front the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks. I get the Brewers.
The Cardinals are ahead of them than the wild card.
I know.
Just by win percentage. But yeah, they're both a half game back right now. The wild cards are held down by Washington and Milwaukee right now.
They're barely, the Giants are 17.
Wow. And they're 500 along with Arizona.
It's not like the Phillies are way above 500. What, five or six games now?
Above?
Yeah.
No, they're four. 52-48.
Ooh.
On the air.
So it's not like they're that far away from the Giants.
They played 500 in their last 10. So they're not a team on the rise right now. All those other teams, you look at Washington, 6-4. Milwaukee, 6-4. The Cardinals, 7-3 in their last 10. Phillies just kind of hovering along.
Yeah.
Where they got Detroit tonight?
They're off today, but the next two games
in Detroit,
they did two mini series,
and then they're back at home against the Braves.
Yeah,
and
that, do or die.
That three game series will take you until July 28th. So you will have two full days, or July 29th, days before the trade deadline. So if you win the series against the Braves, maybe that changes the tone in the front office. If you lose that series again, I wouldn't expect anything big unless it's a pitcher they can have under control for a couple of years.
Well, the other thing too is after the Braves, they have San Francisco to straddle the deadline.
Yep.
And now San Francisco is a team playing well.
It's out there, right?
No, here.
Oh, it's here?
Yeah. It goes two in Detroit on the road, then three in Atlanta, Friday, Saturday, Sunday here. San Francisco for three at home, and then the White Sox at home for three, taking you all the way up to August 4th.
Well, that's good. The White Sox are a bad team.
And then you go back on the road, though, Ant. You go to Arizona and San Francisco. Arizona for
that's
three.
Right. I knew that.
San Fran for four.
Up. Yeah.
And then you go to Chicago and San Diego and then Boston on the road. Before you get some relief against the Marlins.
Ooh.
By the way, it's a brutal schedule.
Wait, what is that schedule?
So you got the...
So after you come home, you got the Braves at home, right?
Yep. Yes. Braves for three.
All right.
San Fran at home for three.
Right.
Chicago at home, the White Sox at home for three.
Okay.
Then on the road, three against Arizona and four against San Fran.
All right, that's seven, right?
Then you come back home for three against the Cubbies.
So you're playing Chicago here, okay.
Yep, and San Diego for three here as well.
All right.
Then you hit the road for two against Boston at Fenway.
And what's the next road trip after that?
Well, they go right to Miami after that for three.
All right.
Then they go home. Well, that's getting swept there. The Marlins. You're 6-7 against the Marlins this year.
And again, Pittsburgh.
Did you see the Braves are 11-1 and
you got to beat those. Nationals are 11-2.
Something like that.
Yeah. You got to beat those teams. That's the difference.
I know.
I mean, you can't have a losing. What were they? 7-6. You said
6-7.
You got to have a losing record to the Marlins. Come on. Jeez.
By the way, I saw this tweet last night from Buster Olney, so we should just keep an eye on this. He says, executives are predicting that some front office will assess the weekend results of this past weekend and decide to go into sell mode, because right now it's a buyer's or a seller's market, but it might go into sell mode, and that there might start to be some trade movement by Wednesday or Thursday of this week.
Yeah. Sometimes if you get in a little earlier, that's when to get in. Start setting the market. We'll
so
see
that's just something
aggressive.
To keep an eye on, next couple of days.
Yeah, well, hear about it on the baseball show coming up tonight at 6. Let's go to a...
Yeah, real quick, can I ask you guys a question, and we'll get back to the phones?
But yeah.
Sashi Brown, you remember Sashi Brown?
Yes.
Brown's GM.
Yes. So, Sashi Brown is joining the Wizards.
Going NBA.
Yeah.
In what capacity?
So, he was so good in reinventing the NFL, that he is now going to basketball.
What role is he going to be in there?
He will manage efforts related to technology, finance, communications, security, research, player engagement.
All right, so basically,
I mean, I get it. Like you're doing it.
No NBA ops,
but he's not. You know, like it's. I get what that job description is, But would you, if you're a basketball team, you go, you know, he can't remember baseball. He did baseball. Mm-hmm. Then he did football. It was a disaster in football.
He must interview well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a need, you know, there's a need, but
he'll be with the Flyers in 3 years.
Well, they could use somebody to get people excited. I don't know that he would do the job, though.
Just throw it out there.
As a colossal failure in Cleveland and to land a job in the NBA, it is a little bizarre. Right. I will tell you that. 610-632-0975. We've got two open lines, by the way. We'll get back to the phones coming up next segment. So everybody on hold, hang in. And like I said, two open lines at 610-632-0975. Can you, like that guy that tweeted me earlier, can you understand that notion of I root for players and not for teams?
No.
Do you think there's more people like that now than we even think?
No.
Really?
No.
Unless you're a LeBron guy.
No. No, that's in all cross sport or just...
Well, he was referring to the NFL, but maybe the NBA is the league where it would make the most sense.
NBA makes a lot of sense. And they're still not. It's still as sparse.
Yeah, how could that be?
Yeah, every once in a while you get somebody. But the NFL is absurd. First of all, that's the ultimate laundry sport.
It's the team sport of team sports.
It's the ultimate laundry sport.
Yeah, I don't get that way of thinking. Like, hey, I just root for players. Like, I'm going to go, 4 o'clock today, I like this player, so I'm going to watch that game. No, I want to see, it's about teams.
A buddy of mine did it growing up. Couldn't stand him for it. He was a Kevin Garnett fan.
Well, so that was a T-Wolves guy, and listen, then Lakers, Celtics. Or Celtics, rather.
Listen, he couldn't.
Lakers, one more thing.
I think it's wrong, but the Sixers left him no choice then. They were terrible. So you had no choice, unless you were a high-character person like yourself.
But then I hated him even more, because then he became a Celtics fan.
Yeah, I know.
Because Kevin Garnett.
Well, that's my point. But the fact that the Sixers kind of left a lot of people dangling out there.
Like, what would you have done if Brett Favre ended up as a Dallas Cowboy?
Wait, I like Favre a lot, but I love Favre. No, but I wasn't like I was rooting for. I like him.
You liked watching him.
Yeah, like I mean, toughness. It's more like I love watching quarterbacks. I like watching pitchers too.
Mm-hmm.
But I love watching quarterbacks.
So that can kind of transcend it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not I don't really root for them to win the game.
I just enjoy watching them.
I like watching them.
Like Aaron Rodgers. I love watching Aaron Rodgers.
I love watching.
Yeah. It's a masterclass.
Yeah, I love watching Mahomes.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Now
I love
Sean Watson. I love watching him.
Yeah. There's so many guys, and I got to give you these rankings coming up that Bleacher Report put out.
Oh, yeah. You know, the bro was talking about this.
Oh, I saw it last night, and I screenshotted it right away. They did their top 25 quarterback rankings of all time in the NFL. And let's just say the Bleacher Report should delete their account today. 610-632-0975.
That
you're going to be stunned. Of the 25 and the order they have them in, you'll have 20 issues. 20.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'll count the issues I have?
Yeah. And I'll set the over-under at 19.5. Andrew, you're taking the over or the under?
I'll go slightly under.
You're going to slightly under? Okay.
I saw the list. It's bad.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow. It's really bad.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Get some water.
What up?
At some point, we got to address what happened to me last week while you were out. Actually, it was during Cousins Corner.
On a Tuesday night or something?
It was a Wednesday night.
A Wednesday evening?
Of Cousins Corner from the Turf Club. And it was Matt and Fishtown. I think it was Matt Fishtown. We got to get to. Cowboy fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You have an incident?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there an incident report? Can you give us the report?
Yeah, I will. It was, you know, it was a phone call. It was fun.
He's a bit of a troll.
Yeah, he's a big troll. Well, he's a Cowboy fan, so he wants to troll.
And he lives in this area.
So we'll address that, and we'll open up. We'll fire some salvos.
I love it. I got a joke that John Dornbos told on Ellen, too, to go along with that for you.
Really? Oh, terrific.
Cowboy-related joke.
Oh, we'll do that. We'll certainly do that. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, what a fun broadcast we're going to have. We cannot wait. We're at Valley Brook tomorrow. It's a big show. We'll be here 10 to noon tomorrow doing a show live from Riley's Pub at 12 o'clock. We'll have a round table.
Sensational.
Brent Celek and, of course, Tim McManus will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big Eagles roundtable. Hopefully we can wrangle Jaws because we'll be at his place, Valley Brook, and Riley's Pub. And listen to this. For those of you, come by, check us out. $6 onion rings and chicken quesadillas and fried pickle chips.
Oh, I love the fried pickle chip.
Really? I've never had one.
Really? Oh, you'll have them tomorrow.
50-cent wings and $2.50 drafts, Miller Lite, Coors Light.
Nice.
So come hang out. Talk some football. Have a couple of some wings, some beers. Jaws' wings are outrageous, too.
Yeah.
Great wings.
Now, that's Riley's Pub.
Yes.
Is that a seven-tap tavern at Riley's Pub? Or is that just Riley's Pub? Because like a lot of the clubs, he's got the seven-tap tavern.
Yeah, I think it's the same seven-tap tavern.
At Riley's Pub, seven-tap tavern. Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm just making sure. That's where Jaws does the Ron Jaworski show.
I've been there several times.
Yeah.
We do the Meat Locker podcast.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's never been the same since, has it? After a Meat Locker podcast?
The Meat Locker podcast at Jaws' place are the best.
Oh, my God. How many buckets of beers are coming to the table at a time?
Jaws does things the right way. Let's put it.
He always goes big.
Let's put it. Not only that, but he enjoys the. He enjoys. You know, he's a meat.
Yeah.
Even though he's an eloquent meat, nonetheless, he's a meat.
Okay. He is a meat indeed.
I should show you. I got some pictures of the Meat Locker. I brought the little boys to the Meat Locker podcast one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they loved it.
Ant's a little meat.
He is. Well, Moss is actually the
bigger. He's a meat.
Yeah, he's actually meat.
Like your boy, Anthony's got feet bigger than mine.
Yes.
He's like nine. Got big boats. By the way, real quick, thanks for a couple guys. Kevin Deschanel on Twitter and Nelson both alerted me. That Bleacher Report thing in the top 25 QBs, it was somebody did an imposter move.
Oh, really? It was a troll job?
Bogus, yeah. I'm like, oh, jeez. You can't, like, you never know with this social media what's real and what's not anymore.
Well, really? It got the entire nation.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was trending.
Yeah, it wasn't. Alex Smith was trending.
Yes, because they thought it was real.
Yeah, because he was ranked 25th.
So tell me, you got to give me the list.
Well, the fake list, I'll go from 25 to 1, was Alex Smith 25, Warren Moon 24.
Alex Smith 25?
By the way, they spelled Warren Moon wrong.
Yeah, one R in Warren. Phil Sims. 23, Bob Greasy at 22, Carson Palmer at 21, Drew Bledsoe at 20, Tony Romo at 19, Rodgers at 18, how about Favre at 17, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Jim Kelly, Steve Young, John Elway at 12, Breeze at 11, Warner at 10, Bradshaw at 9, Staubach at 8, Joe Namath at 7, then Troy Aikman at 6, Unitas at 5, Marino at 4, Montana at 3, Peyton Manning at 2, and Tom Brady number 1.
Well, you could see how you could think that list is fake.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now in hindsight, I didn't know if they were just... you see it tweeted out, it was like a nice graphic.
How in the world could you have Alex Smith for 25?
Well, there's a huge...
Oh, who knows how they base it? Pro Football Focus has Carson Wentz 14th in the league right now.
What, this year?
Yeah.
Really?
Sean Fahey has him, what?
Well, that guy's an idiot.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Sean Fahey,
they could use their own reasoning, their own analytics or whatever.
Yeah, some kind of algorithm.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but come on, though. You still can't believe Alex Smith can't be 25 on what list?
We should have all known, though, because on the graphic that they created, Tom Brady's on the right-hand side of the graphic, and on the left-hand side is a picture of Brad Johnson superimposed with a Viking uniform on, and he's not even on their list.
Brad Johnson, that's great.
Unbelievable. 610-632. 800-919-0975. Let's go to Ray in Levittown joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Raymond.
Hello.
What's up, Ray?
Oh, man. That was a long time ago. I just had a quick Eagles point, but, you know, I lived in San Diego for a couple of years. You were talking about the scammers?
Yeah.
I'm at an auto parts store one time. This little guy comes up. He looks like the caddy from Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
But he's dressed in like a threadbare tweed suit. Looks like he walked out of 1945. And his car won't start. So I looked at it. I couldn't get it started when the key was worn out. I said, look, I'll give you a ride home. He's like, well, it's a little bit of a ride. I said, that's all right. As we're driving, he starts telling me how he was this, like, semi-world famous jockey back in the 40s and all these races that he won and big ones that he was in but didn't win, like Preakness he didn't win, but he was in it and all this stuff. I mean, yeah, okay, buddy. Because I was there long enough to know that everybody has a story. Sure enough, we're driving for about 40 minutes. We pull up to this place that looks like the Waltz compound from freaking The Godfather. It gives me a code for the gate. It opens up. There's guys walking horses. It's a world-famous horse farmer. They got this little outfit that he lives in because he was a good jockey for the owner back in the day.
Wow, get out.
Pretty neat.
That is cool.
I couldn't believe it. And then,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.